Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 49, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist for Monday, September 17th, 2018. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Snack Oh My. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Psychic spies from China try to steal young Miles' elation, and little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of takes, it's Daily Zeitgeist Nation.
Thank you so much to Hannah Soltis, at Soltis Hannah, for that little California
She's working with you now. I thought she was exclusively
writer. You know, like she said, the check is right.
That was fire, Hannah.
Yeah,
well
that was
done.
Fire.
You know? That was good. That's amazing that, like, you learned the lyrics to Californication, because those words were insane.
Psychic spies
from China? Is that really what they say
in
that?
Yes, that is the legit lyrics.
Yeah, they just gave up on making any sense.
Well, that's what actual lyrics are. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation, and little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
Uh-huh.
So I guess
that's
in California.
Good point,
I mean,
Anthony.
Look, it's that the John Daly version is bing a bong a bong a bong a burger, good 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 Glendale.
Oh man, his bit as a peppermint.
Yeah,
a fan of the Jewish
John Daly.
So good.
All of his fake songs, especially the Lil Xan clapback track.
Oh,
is also,
my God,
is one of the best.
You got teeth like you still suck yo.
And he has that like opiate vocal fry.
Well, in our third seat, we have the very funny host of the Natch Butte podcast, Jackie Johnson.
I feel so at home already, can I just say? Like, the parody songs. I open every episode of Natch Butte with a parody song.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm vibing off of, like, the early, mid-2000s hits. So, thanks for having me. I'm very excited
to be
here.
That's my safe space.
Same.
Mentally and emotionally.
Same.
Yeah.
That's where I have you.
Californication. I feel like that was a good album, and then they did a couple after
Stadium Arcadium.
Yeah, that it was almost like they were making fun of Californication, like how far they went right, in that direction, where it was just like, bonga binga ding.
Yeah, I just know, like, it's you. Bing, dang, dong, dong, ding, dang, dong, dong.
That made me uncomfortable.
I know.
That part made me uncomfortable.
You know what's funny? You know when everyone's doing those Kaepernick memes?
Yeah.
They did the Anthony Kiedis one and said, bing, bang, dong, bong, bing.
Yeah.
But doesn't he look incredible?
He looks
great.
What a
life amazing. He has lived.
Yeah.
And on the other side, flourishing, I would
say. He's going to probably have that like Iggy Pop physique when
they
he gets that
They look incredible.
Age.
Yeah. They all do. They rock like it's Lollapalooza 96.
Yeah.
I mean, they're killing it.
Heron will do that to you. Ask Iggy.
Does it? It makes you look good?
I mean,
it preserves you?
When you have cigarettes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. I guess, yeah, you just get that.
Did I tell you he tried to kill my dad once?
Who? Anthony Kiedis? Oh.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, they live together.
This is Hollywood Storytellers.
Hollywood Storytime. Yo, so my dad used to live with Iggy Pop and
like roommates?
Yeah, because my godfather used to manage the Doors and he knew Iggy and was like, yo, Jim needs a place to crash or whatever. And my dad had another bedroom. And this dude was trying to like cook something up on the stove. Who knows? Wink, wink. I don't know.
Right.
But left the fucking gas on the stove and then passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And my dad woke up to like take a piss in the middle of the night, and the fucking entire apartment was filled with gas.
He could have died.
Yeah. And like he got up and like went over the thing. They were like on all high. You had to turn him off. And he's like, "Yo, what the fuck?" He's like, "What?" And he's like, "Maybe gonna smoke a cigarette." He's like, "Yeah." Anyway. So that's Hollywood Stories with Miles.
And you would not be here if Iggy Pop had lit that cigarette.
Yeah.
That's a cool origin story, bro.
Or if the weather was worse and Niigata actually became one of the atom bomb targets.
Right.
In World War II. Anyway, yeah, we hang by a thread, y'all.
Yeah, we really do.
There's Shout this out movie. To those grandpas out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Shout out to Thanks Iggy Pop and bad weather. You know what I mean?
And there's this movie all about what we're talking about called The Butterfly Effect. Everybody should check out.
I saw in theaters.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh wow.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because I was in college, I think, when that came out.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind, bro. We're gonna talk a little bit more to you, Jackie. But before we do that, we're gonna tell our listeners what we're going to be talking about today. We're gonna talk about Drake's latest relationship. He is dating a girl who graduated from high school a couple weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
So that's weird. Nike stock, all-time high. Manafort, about to give it all up.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to update you on the New York primary, something we were talking about at the end of last week. I'm going to admonish you all to get your flu shots. We are going to talk about these vague Cuban attacks on the diplomats, which continues to be a story that seems to be developing the direction of they're real. Russia was targeting us. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about why I don't believe that. We're going to talk about what the heirs to the booze industry are putting their money in and other things. There's a poll that polled all Americans about what they thought the strongest brands were in various categories. We're going to talk about that. It's a lot of fun, somewhat surprising answers there. And of course, we will round things up with Bloyd Watch.
Bloyd Watch.
But first, Jackie, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Well, I am trying desperately to become a plant lady.
Ooh.
So I've been Googling a lot of how do I keep this plant from dying.
Yeah.
I bought a rubber tree. And it's just really unhappy. Really, really sad in my house. And it's devastating me. I don't know what to do. Are y'all plant people?
No, I'm sure somebody in the Zeitgang, our audience is, and we can help you out. I don't know. Is it an indoor plant?
It's an indoor plant. Here's what's happening. So all the leaves are starting to fall off. So
all
I Google.
All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so. Yes, yeah, so all the leaves are brown, and my sky is gray.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't get these damn leaves. They're all falling off. So I Google rubber tree plant leaves falling off, and it says, well, it could be not enough water, too much sun, not enough sun. You could have a disease. I'm like, motherfucker, what is it? This isn't helping me. All I know is the plant is very sad, and it's making me feel like a terrible nurturing person because the plant is unhappy in my home.
Whenever I do that, I blame the nursery where I got the plant from.
Well, I already went back. Mm-hmm. I went back confronted the man.
Okay.
What'd they say?
Well, he said, well, you got to water it. You're not watering it enough. You're not watering it consistently. It needs a quart of water a week. And then they're like, well, you overwatered it. And I'm like, he told me a quart of water a week.
Yeah.
A quart.
That's a lot to me.
That is.
So I don't know. I'm just really sad. My other plant I bought is doing really well, but this rubber tree is sad.
Maybe.
And it was not cheap.
Yeah, oh,
it was
I know.
Several hundred dollars, if I'm being honest.
Oh, shit.
It's really nice.
Now, is your plan to eventually manufacture your own rubber and make, like, artisanal tires for your car?
Oh, or... right, right.
Hmm, not a bad idea. Okay. I am a big Shark Tank fan.
Okay, mm-hmm. All
but
right.
No,
I like where you're coming from.
I just wanted better air quality and a nice, chic aesthetic for my home.
Okay,
it was more just a creative vibe.
I'm looking at pictures, and very chic.
I
like it. Well,
Google pink rubber tree plant.
Ooh.
If you that's what I have.
That's
specifically.
What you got. Pink rubber tree?
You better believe it.
Pink
it is cute.
Plant. Wow. Very.
I mean,
very
but
good looking plant.
But imagine it really wilted and sad, and all the leaves are coming off of it.
Right. Yeah.
Why is it unhappy? I've moved it all around. I'm like, maybe it's not getting enough sun. I moved it closer, and then it started getting like little crisp. The edges of the plant start to kind of crisp up, and then they're like, there's too much salt in the water. You got to use filtered water. Nobody told me you got to use filtered water. Why didn't the guys tell me that at the nursery?
Wait, you used Evian?
Oh,
do not use Evian.
Wow.
It's got to be Fiji.
It has to be boxed water.
Why didn't they tell me?
It has to be boxed water.
I'm such an amateur. You know, these aren't for the faint of heart. I just wanted to be a plant lady.
Can I recommend succulents?
Oh, I have a ton of those.
Indestructible plants?
They
I have a ton
are impossible
of those.
To kill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just have some, like, from early, like, our first house. We're, like, living in our third house right now. And
Braggart?
They just keep growing. No, we've just, like, moved between an apartment.
They're drifters.
We're drifters.
It's not bragging, really. They were kicked
but,
out of
like,
their squat.
It's crazy how much they grow. They're just enormous.
And you don't have to water them very much.
No, you can't kill
it's
them.
It's almost like we're a challenge. You're like, I'd try and not water me. Well, see what happens. I'll get fucking stronger. Yeah.
I've forgotten about mine for a good month or two and they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know
what's
good for air purification, if you're talking about air purification? Mm-hmm. Snake plants.
Snake plants?
Yeah, snake plant.
Is that real?
Scary.
That sounds fake.
I don't know.
Scared.
This guy sold them to me.
Okay.
Out of a van.
And
just
you
a bunch
noticed
of
a difference in your air quality.
Oh, but yeah, well, the actual snake plant, you know, they say is good for indoor air quality. Because for a while, remember last year, I thought I had carbon monoxide poisoning?
Oh, yeah.
And then Her Majesty, my girlfriend, was like, maybe let's just try and get some better plants in here. And that helped a little bit.
Oh, I
have
some
are they
some
hard
snake
to
plants.
Kill, though? Let me see.
No. Snake plants are fucking strong.
Cute.
Cool.
I know those.
Yeah.
I could fuck
they
with one of those.
They almost look like they could be succulents, like a type of succulent, because they have that like thick, rigid leaf.
Do you know how much sun they need?
Barely any.
Okay, I might have to get one of those for the bedroom, actually.
Awesome. And you just feed them mice, and they...
Yeah, and I give it a blood offering every other week. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Does it have to be virgin blood?
Virgin mouse
blood. We'll see.
Jackie, what is something you think is overrated?
I think bacon is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I just really have grown to despise bacon culture.
Bacon culture, yeah.
Yeah, bacon culture, for sure.
You know, like, you guys are like, I love... I don't, you know, I like pigs, but bacon, or like,
your impression.
I could be a vegetarian, but bacon,
right,
and like bacon shirts, and bacon toothpaste, and bacon, I've had it. You know what you're eating when you're eating bacon? You're eating a damn dog. Pigs are dogs. You're eating a damn dog.
Are you vegetarian?
I sure am.
Yeah, all right.
But you know what? It's specifically bacon. If you want to eat what you want to eat, do you.
Right.
I'll do me. But I'm sick of the bacon stuff.
Yeah, we were
you're
talking
eating
about that yesterday.
A damn 3-year-old child when you eat pig.
Now, you're talking about like intelligence levels, or do you believe in a conspiracy theory where pigs are dogs?
I think I wish that were the case. But that
that
actually, I'm not
conspiracy.
Mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I'm going to research that.
Man, pigs are dogs, straight
but,
up.
But they are, though.
Pigs
you know?
Are kids, too.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but they're very
they're
intelligent.
They're dogs.
Oh, yeah, pigs are very intelligent.
You're eating a dog.
Yeah.
And that's fine if you're not a dog fan, but if you like dogs, don't eat bacon.
Did you have a pet pig ever?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did have
the
a pet pig.
The plot thickens like a pig's belly.
My, I'm from Dallas, and my mother is like an ex-rodeo queen.
Oh, cool.
And we had pigs and horses and cows and chickens and all these
So
animals.
That really is a dog, too. This is
no,
not a
it
pig.
Was
yeah, this is the homie.
Pugsley. Yeah. My Vietnamese poverty pig, he lived in the yard. But they're literally dogs. Like, how many times have you seen a cute pig video come across Twitter and it's a little pig running around the house and we all think it's adorable? And then the first comment is some asshole, well, that bacon looks good. I'm like, get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm sick of bacon culture.
Yeah, no.
Get it out of here.
We were saying yesterday, because we were talking about this thing at Urban Outfitters, I was like a wine glass holder for your shower.
Mm-hmm.
And it was reminding me of like when bacon culture just
went
out of control.
It was like bacon shirts and
Then restaurants, like, and there's that one place in Vegas, like the like clogged
heart attack, heart attack,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, that was like bacon grease, everything. I'm like, come on now. And also, I hope you have that septic system in check over there. And you have all that fucking grease in your food.
Seriously.
What is something you think is underrated?
Sunscreen.
Okay.
So
on, very practical. I like this. Okay.
Well, on Natchbute, we always talk about sunscreen and sun protection. And I feel a lot of us are thinking, oh, I'm not outside that much. I don't need sunscreen. We all should be wearing it daily.
You're getting it everywhere.
Right now in this beautiful studio, the sun is hitting our arm. It's, you know, the sun is the number one public enemy.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's,
just go outside. You feel it on you. You feel, and it stings. I feel like it feels different than it did when I was a kid.
You
the
are
sun
a
is
vampire,
strong.
Though. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But
I am.
We are recording at 1 a.m. That's why I'm like, when you said sun, you were referring to a street light.
Yes, I requested a late night recording session.
Yes, yes, yes.
But honestly, everyone out there, you need to be wearing a daily sunscreen. You
a
both look great,
sunscreen.
But definitely sunscreen.
You
sunscreen?
I do occasionally.
See, you need to... We need to up the game.
Yeah.
We need to up
the
game.
Can you look at me and be like, oh,
look great,
you don't wear enough sunscreen.
But we take our youth for granted.
Yeah,
take it
do.
From 10 years from now, we're going to be like, I wish I would have worn that
I take
sunscreen.
My melanin for granted. And then my nurse friend was like, you think you can't get burnt because you have melanin, or you think you can't get sun damage because
I'm
you have
telling
the,
you.
The color of your skin. And I was like, well, that's what my mom always told me as a kid. Because my mom is very fair skinned Japanese,
right.
But my dad is black. So, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm rocking a little tan. I don't really get sunburned too often. But when she was like sort of schooling me on the science, because I am not a scientist, I was like,
right,
that's just me thinking that's what it is. When really, yo, the sun damage is real.
It doesn't matter what shade you are.
Yeah, the
you
sun
gotta,
can come
sun,
for you.
You can
gotta,
get skin cancer?
Yeah.
No matter how dark
you gotta, you gotta lube up with that screen every day.
I mean,
day.
It's just, yeah, you gotta, I mean, at the very least, to go out there for anything, just to maintain your youthful exuberance.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Love the skin you're in.
I walk around with an umbrella. I have a guy.
Well, no, I walk around with an umbrella.
Over me.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
Call me
well,
Farnsworth
Bentley. That's physical sun protection, and that's probably the best option, honestly.
Yeah. You should see my mom when she drives. She driving
gloves.
Like, she's like driving into the center of the earth.
Yeah.
Really?
Yo.
Respect.
Arms, gloves all the way,
Hazmat.
Respect.
Fucking face shield, visor.
Nice.
Because she's, you know, she's out here trying to make sure she's getting every... inch of mileage out of her
that's
skin.
Goals.
Yeah.
That's
staying
goals
youthful.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get me some driving gloves.
Oh, yeah. Go to Koreatown or to Daiso, you know, wherever the Asian stuff is sold.
And finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true?
Okay.
Know, to be false.
So I think, what do we do when we get a jury duty notice? We get upset. We try to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because we all are told jury duty sucks.
Mm.
Everybody out there, go to jury duty.
Yes.
Do your civic duty.
To jury duty.
Yeah.
I did mine after, of course, postponing it as many times as I could.
Right, right.
And I
you're
went,
a normal human being.
Of course. And I went and I learned more about our justice system, the human condition, how everything works. I mean, I walked out of there a changed person.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I went.
Yeah.
I know it can suck to miss work and all, you know, it can cause some inconvenience, but consider it a tax to be in this great nation, baby. Go to jury duty, damn
and
it.
And also, do it so you can also be actually a jury of someone's peers. Because you
what
never
I'm
know
saying.
The kind of juries people face. Do not be looking like the defendant sometimes. And sometimes there's homogenous thinking in a jury room. Sometimes you need somebody to bring people to the light.
And wouldn't you want that if you were on trial?
Oh, hell yeah.
You would want people who were invested
right.
and wanted to do it. Just think about that. Put yourself in their shoes and go to jury duty. Jury duty, we all say it sucks. Jackie J says, it's great. Even though you only get like 13 cents a day. But just do it, damn it.
I like
it.
How you said that and froze afterwards. Like you were in a PSA that actually froze.
Or we
I
had
use
a
lot
photographer.
Of, I use a lot of hands.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, it's great. It's
I consider
very
myself
effective.
A Mariah kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, spirit fingers.
Go to jury duty, you guys. It's also like it's a little excused break from work where you are experiencing life at a different pace.
For sure.
I've always been dismissed or I've been in the waiting room the whole day and never get put on a trial.
Yeah, I mean, that also happens. And
yeah.
But you
just
still
get to,
went.
Get to
oh,
work
yeah,
on
yeah,
a
I'll
book.
Go. I'll go.
Yeah, read a book.
I used to, when before like iPads and smartphones, I had like, I would just bring scripts, like screenplays, because they were like easy, just fucking fly through. And then you're like,
burn
it's a movie.
Through it. Yeah,
right
yeah.
Yeah. And now I got the iPad or whatever, your phone, you know, whatever. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Contribute. Do your civic duty.
All right. Guys, Let's talk about Drake. He is dating a young woman, Jimmy Jam's daughter, who just graduated from high school, which seems too young. Drake is 32, you guys.
She's 18?
Yeah, I guess she's 18.
Come on, Drake. How old are you mentally, bro?
So this is a thing that I've been thinking about because he has that line in God's Plan where he says, I only love my mom and my bed girl, I'm sorry, which is like, yo, that's like a sentiment for
a 9-year-old.
Yeah, essentially.
Or a teenager.
Yeah, puberty.
Because you got to sleep. That's why you love the bread.
Right, right.
And you love your mama.
But yeah, and it's like a key moment. It's like the dopest moment in the song. It's like he's like, and now I'm going to drop how I really feel. And it's, I like to sleep in and I love my mommy.
I only love my blankie and my baba. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, you know. Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing illegal about it, but it's just odd for me to think at my age in my 30s to be with someone who is a technical teenager would be like, I remember dating someone who had not seen the first Batman with Michael Keaton,
and they
only knew George Clooney as Batman, and I was like, what the fuck?
Well, they also have bad taste in movies.
But I guess those are the kinds of things I'm just sort of like, there's no real cultural touchstones we agree upon. But I don't know. It's probably a combination of her being probably very mature. She's probably about 24, mind of a 24-year-old, and he's the mind of a 24-year-old. But
we're
even
giving
then,
him
I'm
the
like,
benefit of the doubt. But she is the child of a celebrity who is also a model, and we were saying that models have to grow up really fast, whereas child stars
are stunted as fuck.
Oh yeah, so they might even out.
Yeah, it's reversed. At least people I know who are in modeling seem to have aged much quicker, or have
in a bad way.
Yeah,
where like
you see
not
more.
A good,
yeah, it's like a just, the industry is not.
You've already
sometimes.
Been to rehab like twice by the time you hit like 22.
Right. And with child actors, you're kind of in a perpetual state of childhood, essentially. Yeah. Everything's being done for you.
Whatever age you were when you like hit is how you are forever, is what I've heard before.
Right.
Yeah. So that could make sense. Y'all are men. Why do men do that? Like, look at Scott Disick.
Yeah.
You know, she's a teenager too, and he has 3 children.
I think you're a scumbag, kind of. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's a scummy move.
And I think it's a...
But hey, look, age ain't nothing but a number.
Well, that's
unless
what
it's
like,
illegal.
I hate to judge,
yeah,
but
I don't want to judge, but at
but
the same
there
time...
there is a thing about an older guy and a younger woman. She's very impressionable.
Yeah, right.
They seek out that personality. They seek out a person in that stage of their life to be with, and I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable with it as somebody who's been there. I mean, I remember being 21 and like 35-year-old guys would hit on me, and I was like, I don't know. That feels weird to me.
Yeah. They're like, you're also like, what's wrong with you? Like,
well,
you're
but
35.
That's what I'm saying. They seek out, for some reason, you know, someone very young and impressionable for whatever reason. So I don't know, Drake.
Yeah.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know, man.
Is he still recovering from that story of Adidon, that Pusha T flaming?
That heartbreak.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's ready to be a dad.
Who else was there's a lot of people. So. Just, it's like the
friggin' Leonardo DiCaprio. His girlfriends get younger and younger. And yes, does he look good? Yes. Hi, Leo. But his girlfriends are like, I think the last one was 19, 20, 21, and he's in his late 40s.
And they're like, what's Titanic?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
For sure.
I think it's like dudes who are threatened by like maybe strong women,
right,
like
for
women
sure.
being their equals,
for sure.
100%.
And I wonder also like how much, because a big part of celebrity is just being able to never have anybody say bad shit to you ever, and just being able to like have everybody worship
you. So she'll never call you out on your shit.
Well, she's like, I'm Drake.
But
and
also,
you're
18. Like, I wonder if there's some overlap between like dudes who work really hard to get to that celebrity, who are also like, that's the type of person they're comfortable being around, is like yes men and people who are just gonna
100%.
Submit to their will a little bit.
The only reason I would think this relationship would work, or the version I would like to think it is where she like just bosses him around.
Right.
It's like, shut
I
up,
love
Aubrey.
That.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I mean,
we don't
know
anything
about this
fucking Birkin bag
person.
Collection, motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, it's over here, babe.
Yeah, I mean, she might be just a really strong personality.
Yeah, she's
we don't
like,
know.
Your last album sucked, bro. I didn't even get the first 10 tracks on Scorpion. What the fuck was that about?
I really hope that's how it works. I would love that.
Then I'm like, interesting. And then I'm also kind of like, okay, Drake. Either way, it's an interesting. It causes, it's a discussion starter.
When y'all were 18, were you
dating
like a
35-year-old
good, were
man?
You a good person? Like, were you, I feel like I didn't know anything when I was 18, and I was a nightmare.
I didn't know shit, but I thought I knew everything.
Same. Yeah. I was a complete nightmare.
Oh,
which makes you a danger.
I hate my 18-year-old self.
Yeah, same.
The worst.
I just feel like, I don't know. I'm sure she's great, but honey, all I'm going to say is when you're 30, you're going to go, oh my God, I was, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything when I was
18. What I thought the greatest achievement I could have was getting head while playing video games and smoking weed at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I'll be like, yeah, that's the fucking way. You're like, you're fucking 18, you
dumb
ass.
That would be really sweet to pull off at 18.
Yeah.
Hey, at 18, it was like, yeah, that'd be cool. And it was like a big ass like recliner. And I'm like, yeah, and it's like a flat screen. Like, no, it's a projector. I'm playing FIFA 04 on that shit. I don't know. Yes, 18-year-old dreams are not good.
Yeah.
So there's an issue.
There's an issue
for
you.
Yeah.
Nike stock is at an all-time high. We're just going to keeping an eye on how Nike's performing since the Colin Kaepernick campaign, because the president and his acolytes wanted to point out that people were protesting and nobody was going to buy Nike. Turns out that's not true, and Nike stock is at an all-time high.
And
the highest ever.
Some schools are trying to, sever ties with them. I think the University of Georgia, they were trying to be like, we don't want to do that, and, the ACLU was like, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's go fuck
just
yourself.
From what their How's political that? Thing is. Anyway.
The only schools I've heard actually doing it are really small, Christian schools in, rural places.
Wow.
It's because
that'll learn them.
That'll learn them.
I guarantee you Jesus would be rocking Nikes right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
He would go buy a pair right now.
Yeah. Air Christs.
Oh, yeah.
The Air Jesuses.
We call those Air Jordans, Jack.
Right. That's exactly. And I'm wearing them. Our Lord. Manafort. So he has his second trial coming up, and he just didn't want the smoke.
Friday, Bob Mueller put some documents out that basically laid out the case of his conspiracy to defraud America charger, basically.
Uh-huh.
Which that's not
that
something
sound
you
good.
Want
yeah.
on your record. But you anyway,
don't want people finding out about.
Yeah, we were talking last week about him possibly taking a plea, and then it looks like Friday it happened. Took the plea, and part of that agreement involves quote fully and truthfully cooperating with Robert Mueller. And so, and I think also another thing is there's a 10-year cap on whatever sentence or prison sentence he would serve and possibly dropping the remaining charges. I don't know if that means the charges he was already convicted of in Virginia or the ones that he was about to face in D.C. But either way, he's about to flip and here we go.
Yeah,
is all I got to say because I'm sure he has a lot to say, even though the White House was like, oh, this has nothing to do with the president. I'm
right.
Like, sure, maybe this charge doesn't, but the cooperation part. I'm sure we'll have plenty to do with it.
Yeah, the Republicans were kind of, with some wishful thinking, reporting that he might be pleading guilty because he didn't want to do a big trial around the midterms, and he was going to take one for the team, for the GOP.
Take a plea deal and cooperate for the team?
Yeah, and they forgot that this dude is willing to sell anyone out to temporarily better his situation.
Right.
And yeah, a lot of people are going to see this. This is going to be bad.
This reminds me of an episode of Homeland, but it's real.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is wild. And all the stuff he's been through already, they froze all his accounts.
Damn, shit.
They went through his apartment, his house, members of his family. They
changed their last names and shit.
I'm telling you, this is nuts, but it's our real.
Yeah.
Her real life.
Yeah.
I just wish Mandy Patinkin was actually involved in this.
Oh, me too.
I miss Saul. That was his character, right? On Homeland? Saul?
It was.
Yeah.
Did you watch it all the way? I stopped after a while. But then I heard it got really good again.
Season two got weird.
Season two,
I got all the way. And then three, I was like, two episodes in, I was like, eh.
That's exactly where I stopped.
Yeah. I will tell you where that show, where I was like, oh, this show's going to start to suck now, was when they brought that dude back from the dead in the seventh episode of the first season. I was just like, oh, this doesn't make sense anymore. You guys are just making this up as you go along.
Right.
They just brought someone back from the dead like it was fucking Truman
But I heard it
show.
Ended well, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Saying? I fell off, but I'm interested.
I mean, I'll probably revisit it once I'm, sick or something for an extended period of time.
And Jackie, your hand gestures are great. I just want to convey them to the audience when there's a really good one. When you said Manafort has his whole family, you made little cockroach skittering motion with your hands for the entire Manafort family.
All the family scattering away.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the gesticulation in here is amazing.
So just wanted to make sure everyone knew
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
And we're back. And so last week, New York primaries happened. Nixon only got 30% of the vote. We keep writing it as Nixon on our doc, and that's confusing to me.
You keep thinking Nixon. Richard Nixon?
Yeah.
He's back from the dead.
Right.
Homeland.
It's Milhouse. Someone was like Cardi B supporting Nixon. I was like, what the fuck is happening? This is really strange. But yeah, so Cynthia Nixon and Cardi B lost to
Cuomo and Nicki Minaj.
Cuomo and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people definitely came out for Cuomo, and I think were responding to the idea that, you know, Cynthia Nixon, you know, didn't have the experience or whatever, even though she had the ideas. But I think one thing to take away from the whole primary is that, like, by her running, she pushed Cuomo to the left, like, in ways that I didn't think I would hear. You wouldn't think that he would be talking about, like, marijuana legalization or restoring voting rights for felons,
right,
and things like that. That's always the benefit of people on, you know, super progressive candidates running, because it has an effect on your opponent and even down ballot, where there were plenty of progressive victories down ballot, like where Julia Salazar won a state Senate race, which is like, I don't think there was a more like covered state Senate race.
Right.
But yeah, she's 27 years old. D DSA candidate. So
yeah. And people, there was like all sorts of scandals about like who she had an affair with, or like all this.
Or no,
shit
she was like from... an assault from like the David Keyes, who's like the foreign affairs spokesperson for Israel or something.
There was also like a Keith Hernandez thing, the former baseball player, like where she was some person of interest in his divorce. But it's all just stupid shit that I feel like if she was more mainstream might not have gotten so called out, or if she wasn't, you know, running so far from the left, people wouldn't have given a shit about a state Senate race. But, you know.
Say it's a threat to the establishment, you know? And so exactly. They'll pull out all the fucking stops.
Yeah.
The guy David Keyes, the spokesperson to foreign media for the prime minister of Israel. And then on last Thursday, he was like, I'm taking a leave of absence. So.
To full-time protect myself.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, or to fight these charges or something.
Okay.
But,
well,
yeah.
It's always something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It seems to be.
Why? I don't know much about the New York political scene, I'll be honest, as a Californian. But what's the deal with Cuomo? Like, is he a bad dude?
Yeah, he's a shitty politician.
That's so sad, because, God, Cynthia Nixon being... Oh, that would have been really dope.
Yeah.
As a huge Sex and the City fan, also a woman, LGBT. I mean, she reps all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's sad. I don't like that.
And T.I. finally learned who she was.
I know. Excellent. That was important.
I just wonder about Steve, you know. Where's Steve?
Yeah, where is Steve?
Is Steve all right? Hey, Miranda.
What happened to that guy?
Oh, I see him at commercial auditions
all the
time.
The guy who plays Steve?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he all right?
Yeah, I mean, he books commercials. If you watch him, you'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just have to be, you know, you see, that's the thing. It's like that thing with the gorilla where if you're not looking for it, you don't see it.
Right.
The blind spot. I need to be looking for Steve.
Yes.
Yeah, I see a lot of celebrities from like the late 90s, early 2000s at my commercial auditions.
Yeah.
Nice.
And a lot of America's Next Top Model finalists.
Oh
really?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Like who? Eva Pickford?
No, she's a Real Housewife now.
She is?
Yeah, Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's about to be the new addition.
Really?
I'm telling you, she made a name for herself. Mm.
Since they spread all that mess about Candy being a lesbian. Who said that? Who said that? I remember it was one of my favorite interactions on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
All right.
Do y'all remember that?
I don't remember.
Candy,
don't.
Are you a lesbian? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
Y'all could have seen his face. Yeah. That was so good.
It's like a gif, I'm pretty sure now. It was such a funny moment. Whoever edited that sequence is genius. The people who edit those shows are such assholes because they manipulate the shit out of that footage just for the best value.
It's so entertaining,
but it's so entertaining.
Yeah. Our most talented editors are working in the Real Housewives of Atlanta and other reality shows.
Well, yeah, to sit through all that footage
all
of
that
nonsense
footage,
and try and make...
Well, there's transcribers. A lot of my weird, like, actor friends that need side
do transcription
money
work,
would transcribe.
With the foot pedal?
Yep.
Got to get the foot pedal going.
Got to get that foot pedal.
Well, and also you have story producers on the show, too, who are like, just map it out for them. They're like, okay, here's a little thread we can mine, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
It's really an art.
Yeah. It is an art
they
to
make a lot of money,
bullshit
too.
Look like reality.
Story editors on reality shows make good cash, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a story I wanted to just bring up because we're coming up on flu season, and we talked about it last flu season, but I think one of our guests said, like, flu shots are a myth.
I said I don't get them.
Yeah.
I didn't. Well, maybe someone may have said that, but I said,
yeah, one of our
I never
guests
got
said
the,
it was a myth.
I never got the flu, so why don't you get the flu shot? And then I was shamed. And I got the flu shot because they're like, hey, you fucking idiot. Have you heard of herd immunity?
Yeah.
And I had to be sort of in touch with my own privilege of my own health.
Yeah.
Because I think just because I don't have it doesn't mean I can't carry it and infect
people. Right. So we and a lot of our listeners are young people in the prime of our health. And so we, you know.
Keep telling yourself that.
We might get the flu, but it'll just like knock us down for a couple days or whatever. Young people and the elderly, though, will...
Young youngs. Younglings.
Like, very young children and...
Olds.
The olds can die from the flu.
Right.
It's one of the biggest killers of people in that demographic. And also, you can be a carrier of the flu virus without showing any symptoms. And so you might be... If you don't get your flu shots, you will be more likely to be carrying that disease and passing it around and... Yeah, you can be killing people and never realize you're doing it because you didn't get the flu shot.
You could be killing people.
Seriously, though,
man. No, it's true. I'm telling you, I have to. It's a tough thing to like let go of like your own ego because I had a health ego, right?
Right.
Where I'm like, that shit is for weak ass motherfuckers who get the flu. I ain't never got the fucking flu, so I don't need that shit. And I was thoroughly dragged.
Yes.
Deservedly. by the Zeit Gang and my healthcare professional friends of mine who I said that shit to. And I realized, too, I am, like I say again, scientifically illiterate. And if you are not a fucking expert on any of this shit, you shouldn't have hot takes on shit like this because you don't know what the fuck is going on. But yes, please do care about other people.
Well, I will say that this past year, or this year, was a record cold and flu season.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really rough. We had several deaths, and it got real gnarly.
Yeah.
I'm a huge hand washer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I noticed that.
I want, yes. I used,
You've
I've been
washing.
You
I've
have
been
a
washing.
Wash basin
I,
next to
I
you.
I bring a sink with me. I recommend everyone out there to Google how to wash your hands.
Right.
Because most of us aren't doing it correctly. You're supposed to wash for a good amount of time. Don't forget your thumbs. Don't forget under your rings.
And your fingertips, too.
Fingertips in between your fingers. Take a moment and really wash.
Clean them shits. Yeah.
Clean them because that's a lot of the way it's transferred. Also, train yourself to not touch your face.
Yes.
Mm. I didn't get sick this cold and flu. I haven't been sick once this whole year.
Right.
Not to brag.
Yeah. And you haven't touched your face all year.
I haven't
touched
my face once.
You put gloves on at night.
I do. I do a full hazmat suit when I do my eye cream at night.
Right. Or but, like what they put babies, you know, when you put the little mittens on babies? Yeah.
I swaddle.
You know what's funny?
I swaddle myself.
About the hand washing thing, I remember when I was a kid, my orthodontist, when he would wash his hands before like an exam, I was like, look at this fucking fool, all crazy hand washing stuff. Because he was like doing the finger thing where I thought he was doing like, hey, give me some money, you know, rubbing your fingertips
together.
Yeah,
pay
hey,
up for these
I'm
braces.
I'm walking here, that kind of thing. And then I was like, is that the way you're supposed to wash your hands? He's like, well, I'm putting my hands in your mouth. So I'd imagine my fingertips, he like was very patronizing, but I was like, that's true. Thank you for that. And then I always like, kind of do this thing now and really get in my...
Did he keep the hands up when he came
no,
over
he
to
wasn't,
you?
He wasn't scrubbing into
Wait,
the OR.
He went well, raw dog or he didn't put gloves on?
You were wear gloves?
Yes. Miles.
I would imagine.
Oh, shit.
Was he like your neighborhood?
I don't know. No, it was like out behind the Target.
Oh,
my,
yeah, yeah.
By my
yeah,
mom's yeah, house. Whatever, the braces worked.
Yeah.
I think.
And I think, you know, some people, I think that flu shots are one of those things. I think there's some anti-vaxxers who will tell you that flu shots, like, create super flus and shit like that. And so the way that that actually works is there are, like, we do take too many antibiotics, and bacterial infections do create, like, super bugs. So you shouldn't be taking antibiotics unless your doctor actually prescribes them to you. That is like something that they're working on to, because there is an arms race between antibiotics and, you know, germs basically. But flu is a vaccine, or the flu is a virus. And that is, it's not one of those things where by getting a flu shot, you are hurting or you're creating some super flu. Which
yeah,
is another
also, come
common
on
misconception.
And look, unless you're a motherfucking scientist doing this research, who are you to then argue with the people that have been doing it?
Right. So I want to talk about one of my favorite stories that we've been following from the early days of the zeitgeist here. So there is more and more news coming out, or more and more stories being written about these attacks on diplomats in Cuba. Now, the latest version of the story is that Russia is behind the attacks. That was actually a headline. Russia is behind the attacks, and then CIA fears. So
what a masterful headline.
Right. So
CIA thinks.
They're hoping you don't see that last little part on there.
Yeah. It
says CIA maybe.
Yeah. And
you won't believe what the CIA thinks.
Right. And that they're saying that this is based on communications that were intercepted by them between Russia and Cuba, and they're not significant or concrete enough for them to report anything. So,
because what they're trying to say, like it may have been an unforeseen side effect to like new surveillance equipment they had.
That's that one was, of the theories. It's just
all
theories.
Fake theories,
right? So for people who don't know the story or like what we're talking about, a couple diplomats who it turns out are like basically CIA agents who are just down there under diplomatic cover, started hearing weird sounds and started experiencing symptoms. Now, the symptoms are a cloud of vague symptoms like hearing loss, tinnitus, vertigo, headaches, and fatigue, which is a pattern that they say is consistent with mild traumatic brain injury, but other people have pointed out it's also consistent with aging.
Or getting really fucked up at a corn show than
right.
before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hearing loss, you're disoriented, you're fucking off balance, got the headache.
Too much Four Loco.
Yeah, too much Four Loco. Mm.
So ProPublica did a deeply reported deep dive into the origins of this story, like when it was first reported, who reported it, what the actual cases were that happened. And so at first, there were like a bunch of people who started saying they were having the same symptoms and they were experiencing weird sounds, and 80 different families like came forward and were like, I think I'm having the thing.
Right.
And only 22 were diagnosed as having the symptoms. So already you have a bunch of people who thought like the symptoms are vague enough that 80 people were like, I think I have it.
Right.
And then only 20.
Well.
That would be me though.
Right.
I
me
always
too.
Think I have whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also the Cuban government has been cooperating completely with the investigation. They're like, look, we thought things were going well between us.
Right.
And so they've cooperated with everything. They haven't been able to find any evidence that even this technology exists. And the fact that the reports of the attacks don't even really resemble each other always. Like
right.
one person thought it was coming from his garden area and that it sounded like cicadas. And then another reported a high-pitched mechanical sound that like hit him in the middle of the night in his bed. And yeah, so it's this really like blurry thing that I don't know. It does seem though, like there's this podcast that I listen to called Rational Security, where it's all these national security experts, and they like seem to even be buying into this. Like they were talking about it like, well, clearly this is happening.
Okay. I understand you don't believe the CIA's reasoning here, but what is your belief, their motivation to blame this on the Russians?
I think they're basically experiencing a mass psychogenic thing, like a case of mass hysteria, mm-hmm. which is not as
That's
uncommon or strange as people think it is. And then I think they're trying to come to terms with the fact that they are experiencing that, and that's a very like vulnerable thing to have happen to you, is where you're like having, you know, socially communicable event happen.
Right.
I think like the national security apparatus, the like the experts on these things are probably wanting to take each other seriously. They
right.
don't want to believe that.
They don't want to be like, yo, shut the fuck up, Eric. He's right. always blowing
right.
ears are ringing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I did want
to... You hearing those cicadas
yeah,
again?
Oh, boy.
Right.
We are sick of hearing it.
Oh, wait, what happened to that bottle of Four Roses? That emptied itself last night? All right. And you got a big Korn, the new Korn album?
So there are a few things that are kind of unrelated that kind of inform my understanding of this. So first, just all the different stories of mass hysteria that I wrote about back at Cracked or edited articles on back at Cracked, and the placebo effect having like way more dramatic physical effects than should be possible based on like reason alone. Like a red pill will work worse than a blue pill is a sleeping pill, even though they're pharmacologically identical because the placebo effect basically, but like it's not like you're thinking about the pill as you go to sleep. It's just like some weird thing
right.
in the back of your mind. So there's all sorts of shit like that that doesn't make sense. Like I'm sure these people who are experiencing these symptoms fully believe they've been attacked. And like I'm not saying that like they're just reporting it because they're
trying to
like,
get out of
trying
work.
To get attention or something. They all feel like they're having some shit happen to them. There's also this really interesting article from John Le Carre, the spy novelist who was himself a spy, and he wrote in the New Yorker about his time as a spy in Europe and how like all the different people in like who are working with him would like lose their mind basically because like they were doing like this guy brought him along on a information drop where uh-huh. they like went to this bar and they were like supposed to meet up with someone and they like said a weird like the eagle has landed and dropped
type
the
shit,
briefcase
right.
and then walked out. And he like later found out the guy was just like making it up. And like, no, that guy was just some random dude playing pool.
What?
And it was just basically like people would create these stories and like make these high stakes situations for themselves because everything's like so shady. And like the reality around you is like such, so shifting.
So unstable.
Right.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. like, they just like created these realities. So like a lot of the James Bond shit that like, you hear spies talk about like might be them putting those implications on those things. And then there's also this thing that I've looked into before of like loud sounds that come out of nowhere, because I was doing this video on YouTube about like these weird situations where people would suddenly like hear what sounded like 1,000 trumpets coming out of the sky.
Right.
And like everybody would like stop and like try and figure out where it was coming from. And like you really couldn't, like sometimes they would figure out it was coming from a construction site, but it would be a construction site like two towns over. So basically it's just like sound travels in really weird ways. And like you can get hit with like a random sound. Right. It's not clear like where it's coming from, you know?
Right. Those are like videos in Canada, right? Where like people are looking out the window and they're right. Like, can you hear that? It's like,
yeah.
And you're just like, is this alien? I remember it was like, it's aliens.
Well, there's a very specific case where there's a town in Canada that's across the river from a factory on the U.S. side of the river that is like the people feel like they're being like assaulted with this sound, but like you can't hear it sometimes, and you can only hear it in like a specific house on the block. It'll just be like this random beam of sound that seems to like be hitting them. And I think it's infrasound, which is like only barely audible to the naked ear to most people. So it's just those three factors, mass hysteria and placebo effects being like way more, having actual dramatic physical effects throughout history. The fact that I think spies specifically, and the fact that these are mostly CIA agents who are experiencing this, like they live this high stakes, weird, shadowy existence where like they can't.
Their life isn't even real.
Right. It's easy to lose your grasp on reality. And then finally, like just the weirdness of like how sounds travel those are the three things that I think. When I sit back, I'm like, why do I still think this isn't true when all these smart people are starting to believe it's a Russian attack? Like, those are the three details that I think are informing that.
All right.
This is like some Yanni and Laurel shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It is a little. I think the mind is very malleable, you know?
Good vocab word.
Did anybody do a cover song about like Havana, ooh na na?
They should.
Russia is attacking Havana, ooh na na. I make a cover song out of everything.
Yeah. Wow,
that was really good.
Thank you.
We need to.
We got that.
Video.
On. I think we have that on wax. Good. Okay.
Excellent. Throw that in on the next update.
We own that.
I'm fine with that.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, deputy opinion editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And how is the booze industry dealing
the
with
the booze industry
legal marijuana?
I mean, look, they know what the fuck they're doing. You know what I mean?
Everybody's
they
trying see to the get writing, a piece of the pie.
They see the writing on the wall. Beer sales have been in a steady decline for the most part. There was a, I think in 2015, there was a consulting report that was basically saying it was titled "A Perfect Storm Brewing in the Global Beer Business."
Brewing.
And, cute.
You know, you headline writers, you.
Yep. So weed is definitely on the into the ascendancy. Beer consumption is slightly just, you know, going down bit by bit. So that's got people looking around and seeing what's going on. So Adolphus Busch the Fifth, okay.
Oh, God.
The great, great grandson of Anheuser-Busch.
I bet he's a super
or founder
chill
of Anheuser-Busch,
dude,
yeah.
To hang out with. Oh, and
oh man.
Very normal.
Can you imagine?
I got such a visual instantly.
Going to college with that dude?
The collar is popped.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
It was surgically put onto his skin, a popped collar.
Like a vampire, like high.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. And if you know Adolphus Busch V., the Fifth,
right.
Hit us up and let me know if he's a good guy. Anyway, so they've been began putting their money behind legal weed, like a new vape company, like a vape pen type thing. The heir to the Jim Beam fortune, I think he made his company public in Canada. And a lot of people are just starting to look, you know, sort of north to the north since weed has been legalized in Canada. So like Molson Coors. They also said they're like forming a partnership with a weed company to make like sort of non-alco weed drinks for Canadians. So it looks like, you know, they kind of see, you know, this is the wave that where it's all going. And so they're going to be investing in it more and more, which makes sense because I think they found that even in Oregon, when recreational weed was legalized, like a lot of their craft beer sales went down. Now, it's not that it was necessarily that was the cause of that, but that was just something they noticed sort of happening at the same time. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's kind of funny because the U.S. Border Patrol also, or the CBP, just made this weird announcement in Politico where how they're going to hassle Canadians who smoke weed trying to cross the border because it's illegal here.
The U.S. Border Patrol?
Yeah. It's such a stupid fucking law where it's like, hey, have you smoked weed ever? And if you have, you have to tell us, because if you lie, that's fraud, and then you can be barred from entering the U.S. for life. And it puts people in a very weird position. In Politico, they're saying, this is a statement from someone from CBP. They're like, oh, our officers are not going to be asking everyone whether they have used marijuana, but if other questions lead there, or if there's a smell coming from the car, they might ask. Because they're saying, like, marijuana residue can linger. They said, if asked about past drug use, travelers should not lie, he said. If you lie about it, that's fraud and misrepresentation, which carries a lifetime ban. Which is odd because there are a lot of people, too, like they're saying if you are even in the legal weed business in Canada and they're like, oh, what do you do for work? And you're like, oh, I work in like the legal weed business. They're like, oh, we don't want people who are like, you know, profiting off the proliferation of drugs and like smuggling narcotics or whatever the fuck. It's a fucking weird.
Well, because it's a federal institution.
Yeah,
right?
But it's just such an odd thing to be like taking this stance and like letting people know. It's like, but half the fucking border, so many border states with Canada have legalized recreational weed, even though it's a state thing, but it's still just this like really dumb butting up of federal and state law. And just, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because it's funny that you also have these American companies who are like looking to Canada invest in that business, but then Canadians who are trying to enter this way, they're going to hassle them for. It's just.
I just don't understand why people would want to stop drinking a drug that gets you no more fucked up than weed and that kills you. Like, why? Right. What's their problem?
Yeah, you tell me how many violent crimes are committed on weed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think
crunch those numbers.
These feds need to sit back and smoke a fatty and chill out.
There you go.
Am I right,
what I
sister?
Think.
Hell yeah. Willie Nelson.
Have y'all ever been to Portland or Oregon? I mean, I had a can of booch, cannabis kombucha there that was very strong.
Yes.
And you were kind of fucked up.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
What was the canned beverage that we...
Oh, Sprig soda?
Sprig soda.
Yo, holler back. Or drink all that Sprig, man. And I'm trying to get right this
week. We're out.
This week. But it's, Sprig is, we'll get you. Have you had a Sprig soda?
No. Woo! Is that a cannabis infused?
Yeah, it's a soda.
And they gave us a case, right?
No HFC. 24? Hey, no high fructose corn syrup in that shit. You know what I mean? They have a low-cal version if you want the sugar-free
But
version.
A lot of THC.
Yo, a lot of THC, 45 mils.
You got to be careful. I overdosed on Canna Quench once at Disneyland.
Canna Quench?
Canna Quench.
What is that, like a
Gatorade? It was like a lemonade.
Wow.
And it was a crazy experience.
You were in the wheelchair?
I had to be wheeled out of Tortilla Joe's in downtown Disney. I'm not lying. Be
Did
careful.
You think you were dying?
It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
It, you know, be careful with your dosage.
Yeah. Well, edibles,
be careful
they
with
can hit you,
your dosage,
and you will
everybody.
Be lights out. I agree. Gorilla Radio.
All right, guys. Let's talk about the strongest brands. The brand is strong with these companies. So a company, the Harris Poll.
Yeah.
Reached out to,
I think, 77,000 Americans.
A lot of Americans.
Nobody asked me. I'm a little offended, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
I love being on the pulse of like what's hot. And
right. Are you an American over the age of 15 and speak English?
Yes.
Then you could have taken this survey.
Man.
Yeah, it was like an online thing they filled out where, first, let's get into sort of the methodology to understand how this worked. There was each respondent, they were asked a rate of, I think, around 40 randomly selected brands, and each brand got like 1,000 ratings roughly, and you were just sort of polled on whether or not like what your thoughts were and feelings on each brand, and that's how they started ranking things, like based on all this data, you know, who the best nonprofit is or car audio. And it's a very interesting list, or it gives you a very good idea of what brands are like the most recognizable for a lot of Americans too.
Yeah.
The one headline that came out of this poll that I saw last week was like, how the fuck is Taco Bell the top Mexican restaurant brand like in the U.S.?
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, if you're going off like a chain, well, here's the thing. Taco Bell isn't Mexican food. You know what I mean? It's Mexican adjacent food.
Inspired.
Taste poisons.
Yeah.
But if you actually put Chipotle and Taco Bell head to head for me, I would pick Taco Bell.
Like,
I don't know why,
because
I'm a scumbag.
Well, also,
right
if you're
now.
Looking at value, I mean, I enjoy both equally, and Taco Bell's way cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, man, you get that Mexi melt. Anyway, so
I
they
had
have...
Taco Bell last night.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
Look at you.
I'm a fan, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Do you like Chipotle?
I do.
Yeah. They're different kind of things.
They're
you know
different.
What I mean? And I think maybe that's why people, when you go to Chipotle, you spend, I mean, because they do have like actual ingredients. So you're going to actually pay for that.
I always get that guac upgrade, obviously.
Wow.
Okay. I get a chip. I fuck with the chip side, you know.
Guac upgrade.
Of course.
Guac this way.
Grilled stuffed burritos with extra grill.
You ever had the quesarito?
No.
Where they take the burrito tortilla and then make that a quesadilla and then wrap your burrito in that shit?
Is that that's Chipotle?
That's Chipotle.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Taco Bell.
Oh, my bad.
All right. So what were some that jump out at you guys? Full Line Automotive, Honda, which didn't surprise me because Honda seems like they always got that.
Well, those cars you can run into the fucking ground.
Yeah, exactly. Like those are the cars that are still around 20 years later.
100%.
And like that is the thing that I feel like if you've got a car that just won't quit on you.
You're
like
good.
You love that motherfucker. Like you will. Yeah. So you Honda, want, Honda doesn't surprise me. Best
you want
chicken.
The car that can't quit you, like Heath Ledger couldn't quit fucking Jake Gyllenhaal and Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
Man, I wish
exactly.
I could quit
like
you.
You get that Honda.
I wish I could quit you, Honda Accord 1997.
I had a Honda Prelude. My God, I drove that shit for fucking 15 years into the fucking ground.
Yeah.
And someone still bought that shit off me for like over like $2,000.
Yeah.
Because people like that car.
Yeah. Did it smell bad by the end?
No, no. It smelled like weed and probably had, you know, there was a lot of shit hidden in the door panel. So don't cross the board in that car. But one interesting thing was like best coffee shop, Krispy Kreme.
This is crazy.
Yeah,
what?
That's crazy.
No Starbucks?
I mean,
it could be like if people are were put off by their political shit that like people were like,
I
don't like
Krispy Kreme sold coffee.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, they have to.
It makes sense, but there's only the Burbank one. The one would be closest to us. Yeah. You know, I haven't been in there in a long time, but
yeah, I think it's probably the fact that Starbucks doesn't sell literal, actual warm crack when at their store, whereas Krispy Kreme does.
Those, I don't know what they put in that.
Good God.
Car audio, Bose in vehicle audio. I trust that.
Yeah.
What are I mean, banging sure. Olufsen guy, a Harman Kardon?
Yeah, I don't, you know? I don't know enough about that. So, casual dining restaurant, chain restaurants, we've got a tie, folks, between, first one does not surprise me at all, the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And,
yes, indeed.
And Texas Roadhouse.
What interesting. I've never had.
Do we have that here?
They're like California? Out, like in the outer regions of the county.
Yeah. I used to work at Cheesecake Factory.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one at the Grove.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
I first moved here.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
What are your impressions?
It's a very, very corporate environment.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. You know, you have to have a crease on the sides of your shirt, oh, down the front of your apron. They're very, if you have a stain on your apron, they make you buy a new one there because they don't want, you know, they want you to look like a big fat piece of cheesecake so that everybody will buy cheesecake from
you.
And that's
my
theory.
Graham cracker in your hair.
Exactly. You kind of do a little strawberry moment in the hair.
These are all the same rules we have here at the Daily Zeitgeist. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are wearing head to toe white.
And I'm wearing, I have tuxedo pants on.
And a festive tie.
Yes.
That you use as a conversation piece.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Oh, that's
we're
your flair
encouraged,
move?
Encouraged to have a good time with
how
the tie.
How many people were rocking like the Star Wars tie?
Star Everyone, Wars, right? Foghorn Leghorn, like Looney Tunes.
I say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you made a statement with the tie. Uh-huh. And you had to do a double Windsor.
Oh, shit.
And if you didn't do it right, somebody would have to do it for you when you got there. I mean, very, very strict.
Wow. Yeah. They're training you for the corporate world.
Oh, you know, their training is 6 weeks long. And you have to sit in a classroom and try every item. Shit. You have to memorize everything in every item.
Okay, so
item.
What's the best thing on that enormous, enormous
menu? You know, it's hard to say because, you know, I don't eat any of that stuff anymore.
Oh, right.
There's not that many options.
Can you tell me about the avocado egg rolls?
I mean, I used to. It was 12 years ago. I get a veggie burger there now.
Okay. I always get exciting. Chicken littles.
Is
that those are the chicken fingers?
I believe so. That sounds familiar.
Also,
yeah.
I haven't been to a Cheesecake Factory in 7 years.
Yeah, it's been a decade. For
what?
Me.
So we don't go, but why did it win?
Well, because I think if you think about it, we're in a city too that has like so much variety. Where other places that are just sort of mostly rely on chain restaurants or chain stores for their business to consume at. Then, yeah, this probably is the best fucking place.
When I was in Dallas, I would rock that Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
P.F. Chang's was like a fancy night out.
What is Texas Roadhouse? I'm sorry. Forgive my
ignorance. It's like a steakhouse, right?
But just go. Sorry.
Is it from Texas?
It's a steakhouse. It's like a Cheesecake Factory of steakhouses, basically.
Oh,
gotcha. You can get all the different cuts. I thought this was the one that you could throw peanuts on the floor, but I might be wrong.
Maybe.
I might be confusing that
only
with another.
Texas restaurant I like is Papa Dough.
I think Cheesecake Factory will be, like, when they look back on our culture after we've all died, like, years and years from now, when aliens are visiting, I think Cheesecake Factory will be seen as, like, the extension, the ultimate end point of American culture, because it's like appropriating every different type of food.
Yeah.
It's got all of them in one menu.
The menu is a novel.
The menu is a novel.
It's a phone book with ads for other businesses in the fucking thing.
And you can throw peanuts on the floor at Texas Roadhouse. That is the one thing the Cheesecake Factory is lacking. Work on
and
your
they call
Cheesecake
casual.
Factory or aliens will view you negatively.
I'm done.
What other things on here? Oh, Ben and Jerry's is the top ice cream and Froyo shop. That
nothing
makes
surprising
sense.
There. Pandora is the top internet
Isn't
radio.
Isn't that interesting?
What,
do you
Pandora?
Think, does that not count Sirius?
I guess it doesn't.
Because that would have been my guess.
Well, I guess because Pandora, you can just stream off a browser, whereas Sirius, you have to pay
Satellite,
for it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Pandora used to just be like broke boy music for the internet.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to, and then you just
does
get the ad.
Does anyone still use Pandora?
I don't.
I don't either.
I curate my own
shit
now.
I do sometimes if like we need to put on like jazz classics for if people are like
coming over.
Coming over.
That's what you do. Oh, that's is that
not,
your
not
dinner
like
vibe?
For like a dinner vibe. Oh. But like for we're actually selling our house right now and people are coming through.
Oh, and you like to play the jazz, be like, this is a refined home.
It is like exactly like what I've heard in every other open house.
Right.
Like the jazz.
Dude, shake it up.
Pandora.
Blast some corn, got the life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you can have the fucking life in this house.
I would buy that house.
The top news service is BBC News.
I know.
That's where we're at, you guys.
Hey, but you know what? Shout out to everybody on the survey who was like, you know what? All these bullshit things, I trust the BBC.
Fuck y'all. BBC.
It reminds me of that Austin Powers song. BBC One.
Oh, BBC Two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that.
Top off-price retailer, TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah.
The Maxinistas will be pleased.
Yeah. I don't know another store that has so much pride from people who go to that store.
Ross.
Who are just like, hell yeah, I'm a Maxinista.
Like, yeah, I'm a cheap-ass bitch.
Oh, so,
yeah, like
oh,
a deal.
Man,
people
Ross,
take so much pride
I used
that.
To, in junior high, I go to Ross. I got the fucking oversized Wu-Tang hockey jersey that was so big with the
Wu-Tang
36 on the back.
Jersey?
Yeah. I had that. And remember Shaq's brand, Twism?
Yeah.
The World Is Mine?
Uh-huh.
I used to fuck, I had this shimmer sheen, fucking nasty poly, like fake synthetic shiny ass shirt, Shaq shirt
from Ross.
Oh yeah,
you got a good price on that.
Yo, because you can. That's the thing with TJ Maxx and Ross. You go in there and you might dig up some real
for
fucking
sure.
shit out of nowhere. So you know, think about that.
The number one wireless carrier is Verizon over AT&T.
Guess the ads are right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Thomas Miljich, we see you.
Oh my god, every time I see him in a commercial, I'm like, get that fucking check, Thomas.
Oh,
seriously,
he's rolling in the money.
He is. I remember, like,
him
I
and
heard,
Milana Weintraub doing fucking AT&T as the AT&T lady.
They're crushing it, and well-deserved. Thomas Middleditch, for people who don't know, is, like, one of the best guests on a comedy podcast. Like, that dude is so fucking funny. Like, you might not know it from even, like, Silicon Valley. His character isn't, like...
And also, have you seen him do the Shakespearean
improv
shit? Yeah,
he's, like, just...
Holy shit. That, to me, is the most impressive shit, because, like, his grasp of, like... Shakespeare, and then being able to improvise around
that'd
be
funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Very talented.
So
very talented.
So talented. You deserve every penny, my man.
And the top TV news, and I think this says something about probably how
global
people are
warming?
Feeling about politics, maybe. But yeah, also maybe global warming is the top TV news is the Weather Channel.
Hmm.
Which that shit is always on at my house when I go home.
Really?
I mean,
like with my parents. Like
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, and is it just news updating all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, just weather updates basically?
Just like this is a bad thing that's happening here. This is a bad thing that's happening over there. Like this look at this crazy video.
Oh, so it's like a low budget like Roland Emmerich disaster film.
Yeah, basically
24/7.
Yeah.
That's where we live now.
Do you remember when the Weather Channel was just like a vibey channel that just had graphics and soothing music?
Yeah.
I wish for simpler days.
Nah,
like
man.
They've
upped their game.
Yo, the Hurricane Florence coverage, though, when they were showing what the surge would do, like they had
the
very
graphics.
Detailed animations that were like, wow. He's like, I am this feet tall. The surge could reach this high and like gave a very good presentation. I was like, okay, I can see. I think with stuff like that, though, maybe that's where they're getting a leg up. But the Weather Channel TV news.
Well,
is
I think
top TV news channel.
I think you can always discuss the weather with somebody.
Right.
You know, it's like the universal discussion. Nobody's going to get their feelings hurt.
Right.
That's
so
true.
So I love talking weather with people.
Really?
Well, you know, when you meet somebody like auditions and things. Hi, how are you? Good. How are you? Oh, it's a nice day out. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to get warm this weekend. It's just a nice way to just.
I think it's going
to
get warm
you
this weekend.
You know what I mean? You don't have to get into anything.
It's just like, hi, how are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm good. Why are they talking about weed found in Botham Jean's house in Dallas? I'm sorry. What? Oh, never mind. The weather. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like a copacetic convo.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can get too real for people.
Anything else you guys that jumps out at you guys before we
a lot of stuff makes sense. Like payment card, Visa, sure. You
yeah.
know?
Right.
It does seem like a lot of it is like who has spent the most money on advertising to the point that they are just in
works.
Your fucking screen.
Except the top smartwatch is not the Apple Watch, it's the Asus ZenWatch smartwatch.
Yeah, that one I'd never even heard of that.
Also, Blaze Pizza is the pizza
is the
chain?
Top pizza
what is
chain?
That?
Come on, Domino's. Come
I don't
on,
know.
People.
I've never had Blaze Pizza.
Me neither. I don't know.
It's fine. It's it's just like novelty-ish.
Whoa.
Well,
Papa
John's.
I know. So basically, they make it on the spot. There's like...
So you're like to whatever toppings you want.
Right. So like the crust is really fresh because they just like
that.
Put it in. It's like it bakes within
a
minute and a half.
Oh, is it like pizza press like that we have? Like I've been to that kind of thing where like you just do... As Super Producer shows me, it's like 800, one of the places.
Yeah, it's like 800 degrees, yeah.
Okay.
And it's partially owned by LeBron James, which I'm sure doesn't hurt for its marketing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That sounds exciting.
Top
TV
network. Oh,
it's founded by the people who do Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that makes sense, actually, because it's just like delicious
wow.
bread readiness.
Yeah. Does the guy that invented Wetzel, is his name like Bob Wetzel?
Rick Wetzel.
Is it?
It's Elise and Rick Wetzel.
Because I bet he was made fun of his whole childhood. People called him Wetzel Pretzel, and he was like, motherfucker, I'll get you someday. You know, rolls up to that high school reunion.
You'll all see.
Yes, take that.
Or it just became this sad, self-fulfilling prophecy. He's like, I want to be an impressionist painter. No, your name rhymes with fucking pretzel, Rick. Get your fucking mind right.
Place where I think there's probably the biggest room for improvement. Our top sandwich shop in America, as Americans, we said this, is a tie between Panera and Subway.
Wow.
Come the fuck on, America.
Well,
we can do better.
Jersey Mike's? You like Jimmy John's?
No, I'm just saying we need to create a better better sandwich place.
Capriati's.
Okay.
That's
it. Let's nationalize it. Let's share it with the rest of the country.
Capriati's is, they're around everywhere.
There are.
But I don't think they're around enough, like, you know, like fucking Panera or Subway.
Subway is just an institution. I mean,
yeah.
Although they everywhere. Have to get rid of the $5 footlong. So long to the footlong.
Really?
$5. Because the business has been just, it's just a fucking loser in terms of profits. Like, and a lot of people, like the franchise owners, like, yo, I can't fucking make money off a $5 footlong.
Right.
So they're like phasing it out.
Ever since they took out that yoga mat out of the bread, they had to step the game up.
Right.
$5
foot long. Yeah. See, that was good fucking marketing, man.
It worked. It That's did. Why
and
they
And it
won.
Almost made you forget that the spokesperson was a child porn
Well, they
collector.
Certainly swept that under the rug, didn't they?
But I think also Panera is also just a good place to kick it if you're a teenager and use their Wi-Fi after school.
And
but
nice
their
bathrooms.
Sandwiches are bad. Their sandwiches are bad.
I really used to eat just, like in college, I'll go there, broccoli cheddar soup. And
yeah, the soup is decent.
The roast Asiago roast beef sandwich. But it was also just too much money, though, too. That was the other thing.
Subway's
That's why I would just go
cheap,
to Subway. I'm like, yo, I got fucking $5.
You could eat for, like, the whole day $5.
But nobody hangs out at a Subway all day.
That's a
weird look. Hey, like, man, meet me at the Subway.
Yeah. For what? The cookies are good.
Just chilling, like, in the one seat, like, in the building.
In a bright yellow booth.
And finally, it is time for our check-in with the tabloids. It's time for Bloid Watch. So, we have one story, really, and it comes directly from our newsstand.
The source where we get our bloodoids at every fucking day, or every week.
The dude who works there told us, because one of the top stories is Tom Cruise, most hated man in Hollywood. And he was like, yo, I can't believe that's still here, because every time there's a negative story about Scientology or Tom Cruise, the Scientologists come over from, like, their headquarters is right down the street. They just all come over at 5 a.m. and buy all the copies of it so nobody can see it.
Straight up.
That's the thing that happens. Alfred Hitchcock bought up all copies of the book Psycho when he was premiering it because he didn't want people to know, like, what happened in Psycho.
Wow.
Just to, like, that's such a crazy move to just be like, I'm buying all of this so nobody can have it.
But that's
it's ineffective, I would imagine.
Yeah, you would think
it would have been mad effective in the Alfred Hitchcock days when he used to be like, oh, that book that there's no internet for this, like, information to spread rapidly. I'll buy all those.
Right.
But I don't know. Do you think it's because they don't? Who are they preventing from seeing when they buy all that up?
Right, that's the question. I mean, they can't think that it might be a thing where they know Tom Cruise is going to be walking down that street and they don't want him to get mad.
He does frequent Hollywood proper.
Yeah. Also, you know, do we take the newsstand guy's story for gospel truth? I mean, you know, he has that, like, snake skin tattoo all over his face.
Yeah, but he's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool. Hey, he's pretty cool.
Hey, man.
He's certainly seen some shit in his day.
Oh, yeah. But in the thing, though, what's funny, though, even though when you open it, the reason why they didn't take it off is because it's like, why he's so hated. It's like, because he's so cool.
Yeah.
And he's like,
so
never ages.
Yeah.
So it seems like a planted story.
And then all the bad things are like, he's big head, stupid. Like,
yeah, it was like really
it seems
lame.
Like it was written by like a 5-year-old.
Maybe the intern wrote it. They like gave them a
not like he abandoned his children.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Which he did. And he also has lived on the back of slave labor for years.
Yo, his son is a DJ though. So
oh, okay. Well, shout out to him then because
and apparently he just runs a fucking muck down in Florida. Like, we're at another, like, Scientology, like, stronghold neighborhood.
You got the cruiser.
Yeah. Dude, Connor, I think, when I used to work at the fucking laser tag place, Ultra Zone, in the Valley, used to do his birthday party.
Connor Cruz?
Yeah, his dad and his sister. His dad would buy the whole fucking shit out, And it was, yeah.
Did you catch a glimpse of old Tommy?
I did, and Nicole Kidman.
How big was his head?
I'm looking over my shoulder real quick. Shit is tiny.
Oh,
that tiny old head.
This article says his head is large. That's the only reason I asked. It doesn't seem proportionally large to me.
Inquiring minds want to know how big is his head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jackie, it has been a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you?
So if you're interested in a beauty podcast with a sense of humor, then check out Natch Butte. New episodes drop every Friday. You can follow at Natch Butte on Instagram. If you want to follow me, it's Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram, Jackie_Michelle on Twitter. My name's Jackie Johnson. Everything was taken.
Oh,
it's tedious having a common name.
I know.
And my dog is at Hello, I'm the Chooch.
Mm. Hello, I'm the Chooch.
The Chooch. Yeah. Chooch.
That's awesome.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's like a 6-pound little
pig.
Weirdo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's very pig-like, actually.
Oh!
Yeah, right? That's quite a reaction.
Got the little pink hair.
She does. She's a star. All I'm saying is you should follow her account if you're into glamorous dogs.
Yo, super glamorous. You got to take her to the salon?
Oh, yeah. She's been on the cover of a grooming book.
Or do you do her hair?
Oh, no. I would never.
Oh,
professionals only. Professionals only.
I only use professional hairstylist Ryan Richman.
Jackie, is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Yes. So I shout out to Mike Leffingwell. I don't know if y'all know him.
Yeah, he was one of my improv teachers.
Yeah, he's hysterical. His Twitter is so great. It's at Mike Leffingwell. But this is what he tweeted a couple days ago. A gorgeous full moon. A life-changing concert. These are the photos you've taken with your phone that look like dog shit.
And that's
very common considering the new iPhones are out.
Yeah.
But very true. Everybody, put your phone down at a concert. Nobody's going to watch that footage afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Put the phone down and enjoy your damn self.
So annoying.
I hate it.
Miles, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. There's a couple of tweets I like. The one thing that I wanted to mention was we talked about how Brett Kavanaugh, there was like that mysterious letter that Dianne Feinstein got that alluded to some kind of incident with him and a woman. We found out last week that it had something to do with him and another high school classmate when he was in high school. He like forced herself on a woman and like covered her mouth and turned the music up, and she was able to free herself, and that's what the letter was about. And then, like, Chuck Grassley, like, produced a letter from, like, 65 women that had went to high school with Brett Kavanaugh, or people that, I think, 65 people in general that went to high school with him, being like, he's a good dude.
Right.
And, like, he wouldn't do that, which was interesting. So, Ashley Nicole Black tweeted, I couldn't find 65 people I went to high school with if you gave me 10 years and the resources of the FBI, which is very interesting because I don't think I could find 10 people from high school. And then another one from my beloved reductress. friend who texted, quote, I'm just seeing this now. Awarded Pulitzer Prize in fiction.
We all have that friend.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just seeing this now. The fuck? You saw that shit earlier. You're just responding to it now.
Right when it popped up.
You can follow me at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter. Tweet I'm enjoying right now is from our beloved Jamie Loftus at Jamie Loftus Help. She tweeted, op-ed, I am the resistance inside this mid-sized subway franchise. which, topical.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Footnotes are where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. You can find those also in the information about the episode you're listening to right now. Miles, what song are we going to ride out on today?
You know, let's just get our week just popping. Let's get our shoulders popping and dipping.
Okay.
This is a little ditty from
Jack and Dad.
A little LA band called The Internet. We've played some of their shit before, but this is a track that I really like from like one of their first albums. It's called Don't Ya. And you know, just get your shoulder right.
Is this that Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend?
That's what I thought too.
No,
like
that's
me.
Pussycat Dolls.
Yes.
I believe. Oh, don't ya? Don't ya?
Well, I'll go listen to that song while you guys listen to this much better song.
Isn't there like an ELO like sample used in the middle of the song?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
We will. All right, guys, we're gonna ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. Talk to you guys then.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.